Hello again, and congrats, you are nearly done this course.
We hope that everything has been running smoothly.
In the beginning, we, me and Panu, gave you some examples on how the information from the red lists can be applied in practice.
Yes, and you guys said that the information from national red lists is used by the environmental administration.
Yes. In Finland, the environmental administration consists of those organizations that supervise everything related to conservation, and those organizations are also the ones that make decisions on which sites to be protected. And when the people make these decisions, they need information so that they can compare the sites with each other. So we talk about conservation value, and conservation value often consists of information on which threatened species occur here and which threatened species occur there, or they can be ecosystems as well. Okay, Panu, your example was a bit different one. It was related to what consumers can buy from food stores.
Yes, I mentioned that the threatened tuna species disappeared from the Finnish supermarket shelves recently. I believe that this would not have happened without red list evaluation. That gave information on the status of these species, and that kind of enabled public critical discussion on the situation.
Here we have two very different examples on how the information on red lists can inform people to act in different ways. Oftentimes these deeds are very small, but if we have many people doing these small deeds, we can get really substantial results that benefit nature in many ways.
And from getting results, we can jump to the credits of this course. Now we are in the end of the course, so please check once more that you have done all the tasks so that I can give you the course credits.
And you have really deserved them. We hope you all the best now and in the future.